Welcome to the Miracle Camp podcast, and thanks for checking out this recording from summer camp. Please enjoy listening to our speaker from this week.
Great job, worship team. Great job. This worship team's unbelievable. Do you ever know what they do? They come up here and sing twice a day, and then you see them down there mopping the floors in the kitchen, and oh my gosh, I'm like, they do it all. They do it all. All right, everybody say wisdom. Say wisdom.
Wisdom.
Ooh, that sounds good. That's what this topic tonight is going to be called, true wisdom. Say true wisdom.
True wisdom.
Okay, wisdom. What's it in Deutsch? Weisheit?
Yeah.
Weisheit. Can you say Weisheit?
Weisheit.
That's wisdom in Deutsch. You want to try that again? Weisheit.
Weisheit.
Okay, how about in Basque? What's wisdom in Basque? Huh? Hakinuya. Hakinuya.
Hakinuya.
You want to come say it in
here? Hakinuya.
Give him a hand. Hakinuya. I love it. Awesome. German seems a little easier. Weisheit. Weisheit. All right, let's pray. I want to pray for you tonight, and then we're going to get into these verses, true wisdom. But I want to pray tonight for you right now as we just get ready. I'd like you to, in a second here, close your eyes and bow your head. And I want to pray for all of you, all of us in this place, that the Holy Spirit would fill you. It's the best thing you can ever have. The Holy Spirit wants to fill you and fill you and fill you. God gave him to us so that it's the very presence of Jesus living inside of you. And just tonight, I want to pray for you on Wednesday night. It's like we used to call this hump day. Was that the hump day? Get over the hump on Wednesday. And I think we need the presence of the Holy Spirit, all of us. So would you bow your heads? I want to pray for you. Lord, would you fill this whole chapel tonight with the mighty Holy Spirit? Would you fill every heart, touch every mind? Fill this place tonight. We need you. And you said to ask for you, and you'll come and fill us. So I ask you to fill each soul, each heart, in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Weisheit. Okay, let's read these here. It's James chapter 3, 13 to 18. And do you remember it was a couple chapels ago in James it says, if any of you lack wisdom, ask God and he'll give it to you. Do you guys remember that one? If anyone lacks wisdom, ask God and he'll give it to you. And I tried to show you that wisdom just isn't any wisdom. Like, it's not wisdom to do good on your math test, or wisdom to, learn how to build a boat, or wisdom how to... I mean, it's a specific wisdom. It's the gospel. It's the gospel, the good news that takes a sinner and saves them and makes them a brand new person. And so tonight, earlier in the week, if anyone lacks wisdom, ask of God. And he'll give it to you. And now tonight, it's called true wisdom, and we'll read it. If you are wise and understand God's ways, prove it by living an honorable life, doing good works with the humility that comes from wisdom. But if you're bitterly jealous and there is a selfish ambition in your heart, don't cover up the truth with boasting and lying. For jealousy and selfishness are not God's kind of wisdom. Such things are earthly, unspiritual, and demonic. For wherever there is jealousy and selfish ambition, there you will find disorder and evil of every kind. But the wisdom from above is first of all pure, and it's also peace-loving, gentle at all times, and willing to yield to others. It's full of mercy and fruit of good deeds. It shows no favoritism and is always sincere. And those who are peacemakers will plant seeds of peace and reap a harvest of righteousness. So can you go back to the first slide, and we'll start up there. if you are wise and understanding God's ways, prove it by living an honorable life, good works, with the humility that comes from wisdom. Think about this now. I don't know why I keep bringing this up, but like, good works and a changed life comes from Christ living inside of you. I know this may seem like, I get this, but you don't realize that so much of the Bible and so much of Paul's teaching, who wrote in the New Testament, and Jesus as well, they taught so against religion. Do you know what religion is? Religion is man doing something, and the gospel is God doing something. I don't know if that makes sense. But religious people don't get to go to heaven. They don't get their sins forgiven. They don't. Religious people are people that do something, and then they say, God, look what I've done. And the gospel is this: hey, boys, hey, girls, look what I've done. I can take you all the way back to the first story of the Bible, Adam and Eve. Maybe you know it, maybe you don't. There's probably some people in here, maybe you never heard it. I'll take you back to Adam and Eve. You know the story? I won't go back and read it all, but God said you can eat from every tree in the whole garden. This wisdom that I'm talking about was in the Garden of Eden, this wisdom of the gospel, the wisdom of the good news, the wisdom of Christ crucified was in the first pages of the Bible. You may not see it, but I'm going to show it to you today. Adam and Eve, God said, you can eat of every tree in all the garden, but just the one you can't. And they decided they're going to eat. I think Eve ate first and then gave it to Adam, and then they ate. And then they were ashamed, and they were naked, and they were ashamed because sin had entered into the heart of mankind. And because of that sin, every one of us is born into this sin. It's filled our life. Man failed, and so all men failed. We're sinners. I remember a girl in Germany told me once, she said, you know, can you just change the gospel a little bit, this thing you're talking about? Could you just say, like, I need some help? Can you not say sinner? Like that I'm a sinner and I need to be saved. And I go, well, no, that's what makes it so beautiful. You're born a sinner and you're dirty and you're a sinner and you need to be washed white as snow. You see, if you're just a little bit bad, you don't even need the gospel. But the Bible says you're fully a sinner, born a sinner, and you need to be washed by the precious blood of Jesus. So you can't come to the gospel by just saying, I just need a little help. You got to say, I'm a sinner and I need a Savior. And so Adam and Eve, listen to this story. So they sinned. Now they were ashamed. They were naked and ashamed of it. And what's the first thing man did? And it's the same thing that we do in the church. We grab for something of our own hands, and they grabbed leaves, and they started working the leaves and sewing them on their body. It's the first thing, that's what we know to do. We got a problem, we can solve it. Let's put our hands to something. And there's so much resources in the church, and yet God wants to tell you about His resource. So Adam and Eve went to work, and they sewed these fig leaves onto their bodies and covered their nakedness. But it didn't work. And God comes along and says, what are you guys doing? And they're embarrassed. They're hiding from God. And God said, it's not going to work. And then the Bible says that God provided a covering of animal skins to go on Adam and Eve. And you say, I don't understand this. I'm going to explain it to you. Right there in the first story of the Bible, Adam and Eve, there needed to be blood shed. You see, because the leaves couldn't cover them, and it wouldn't cover them. And my daughter said this, Alex, one day we were talking about this story, and she said, that makes sense, Dad. Like, when you take leaves off a tree, they're instantly starting to perish and die. Do you get that? Like, the minute you take a leaf off a tree, what do? Turn brown and die. And we're going to sow ourselves with leaves that fall off and die, and you're going to be exposed again. Do you see what man tries to do? Cover himself with something that will not work. And Adam and Eve did that. God said, that won't work. And then he provided an animal sacrifice. You see, now I want to stop and talk to you about the cross and about Jesus Christ. It shows up in the first story of the Bible. You need a covering today. You got to ask yourself, am I covered today? I am a sinner, and am I covered? And that day, God showed them what would come thousands of years later, a blood sacrifice. He would send his very own son to shed his blood on the cross. And that animal skins. And you see, there had to be bloodshed in the garden that day. That innocent animal had to die. That innocent animal in the Garden of Eden to cover Adam and Eve, blood had to roll out onto it had to pour out onto the ground. And Adam and Eve would be covered by the skin of that animal. And there in the first pages of the Bible, we see this story of the blood and of the cross and of a Savior that loves you and wants to cover you from all the sin that you're born with. Fully, 100%, fully cover you. What a story. And so today we said, what is true wisdom? What is it? It's the same story, the first story of the Bible, Adam and Eve. Are you covered today by the precious blood of Jesus? Have you decided to take the covering of Jesus Christ? Or are you still grabbing for something in this life that you think you can cover yourself with? Because that's what we do best. But I'm telling you today, all of you, you can trade in the garbage of the leaves and the things you grab for that are perishable in this earth. And even as a Christian today, you guys, we grab so many things to try to cover us as a Christian, to make us stronger, to make us better. I'm telling you today, you know what you need? Once again, to feel afresh and be renewed of the covering that was provided by God's Son at the cross. And believe in that again and rest in that again. It's your only hope. And so today, what is true wisdom? Watch this now. If you are wise, if you've heard of this wisdom and God's ways, prove it by living an honorable life, doing good works with humility that come from wisdom. You don't have to go out and do the good works. Somebody's come on the inside of you to do it for you. When you give your life to Christ, he doesn't just come and say hi. He actually takes your whole old life and buries it and does away with it and does a brand new life. The Bible says those who are in Christ are a brand new creation, filled with God, filled with Christ himself. And I'm telling you, these good works, would you be a little patient with yourself? A little patient with God, because he's actually, if you're a Christian today, living on the inside of you, and he's wanting to do this right there at the top. Good works living through your life. All kinds of amazing things flowing through your life. And the best part about it is, it's not even you having to do it. He's just using your body. He's just using your arms. He's just using your mouth. He's just using your eyes. And you get to be a part of it. And I tell you, so when you get discouraged and you say, well, maybe I'm not doing it right. And maybe I'm not doing this right and that right. Oh, man, hang on. Just hear the gospel again. Because he's actually the one inside of you wanting to do all this great stuff inside of you. And what does it come from? I love this here. All these good works with humility that comes from wisdom. Where do all the good works come in your life? They come from this wisdom. This wisdom that I'm a sinner and I need a Savior. That I'm a sinner and I need a covering. and it never changes. And you never graduate from it because you need it all the time. And I need to be renewed to it all the time. And it's the greatest thing I've ever known in all my life. Whenever you get discouraged and you say, I'm not doing enough for God. I'm not got enough good things in my life. You just need to get renewed to this wonderful wisdom of the cross again and of the covering of Christ in your life. And you know what? He's the one doing it anyway. Can I say this? I bet a lot of you think, well, it's true. When you get to heaven, you're going to get rewarded for things you've done, right? You've heard that? You are. You know what? I'm going to give you something to think about. I think you're all going to get rewarded for good things you've done if you're a Christian and if you've invited Christ in your life. I think you'll be so surprised. I think you'll be so surprised as he'll reward you for things that I don't even know if you'll even know you did them. I think the things that God's doing in your life, sometimes you don't even know you're doing them. I think you'll be so surprised. You say, I don't remember that. He'll go, I do, because I was doing it through you. You ever think about that? God's doing stuff through you, and you're looking at something else like, I need to be more like that, and he's doing all kinds of amazing things in you and through you. And today, what is real true wisdom? It's just that, resting with faith alone, resting in the finished work of Christ. You've heard me say it so many times, but I take you back to the Garden of Eden. What did Adam and Eve get given that day? They wanted leaves. They reached for leaves. But God covered them with a blood sacrifice. And it was all they'd need. And it's all you need. And so today, I just want to tell you, can you all say true wisdom?
True wisdom.
Are you covered today? Maybe you're a Christian and you've gotten away from that. You've gotten into religion and works and law. That's all right. I did. I still do. I just need somebody to tell me the good old gospel story. The story about my Savior that gave his life at the cross. Come back to it. What about those in this place that have never been covered? Today you stand naked and ashamed of your sin, and you want a covering, and you want to be saved. I ask you all today, are you covered? It's Wednesday. Are you covered? Are you covered? Are you covered by the blood of Jesus? If you're not, tonight's the night. It's Wednesday. And I say, why? There's not a better day than Wednesday. Today. Maybe this is your day. As we end tonight, I'm going to give you guys a chance that this is happening in your heart. You feel God knocking on your heart, and I want you to stay behind tonight. And maybe there's some of you that are Christians, and you've been feeling a knocking at your heart that I want to get back to the gospel. I want you to stay behind, and we're going to pray, and we're going to do it tonight. And so as we leave tonight, if there's some here that you're sensing, am I covered? And you don't know if you're covered. Tonight's the night. And if it's from kids from Spain or whatever and you need a translator, we can get help if you don't understand me. And it doesn't matter who you are tonight, God loves you. And he wants to cover you and wrap his arms around you. And even those that have been Christians, I know what it's like to get away from this wonderful truth, this wonderful wisdom, because I've gotten into other things and I'm feeling him knocking on my heart again tonight, and I want to just renew my faith. I want to know that I'm wrapped in his loving arms again. I want to know that I'm covered, and I want to know that I don't have to do it on my own anymore. And so today, Are you a wise builder, or are you a foolish builder? You know the story of the wise builder. He built his house upon the rock. Or you foolish builder, and you build your house upon the sand. And when the rains and the storm came, that house that was built on the sand crashed. But the one that was built on this wisdom, the wisdom of Christ and the wisdom of his sacrifice and the wisdom of faith and grace alone in what was given 2,000 years ago, he's the one that stood through the rain and the storm, and he was saved.
Thanks for listening to this chapel session and for diving into Scripture with us. We hope you've been encouraged in your walk with Jesus, and we hope to see you here at camp for next year's summer camp. So, thanks again, and have a great rest of your day.